Piran Dav Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. We'd heard in the Mishnah Hazereket Leishtoi Vihi Besoich Beiso Hoi Besoich Chatzera Harezu Megoreshes. So the Gemara asks Chatzera Ma Shekonso Isho Kono Bailo. How could she be nizgarish on this chotzer? As she says, Akati will not forget miyodei de baal, because he is a schus in this chotzer lishtamish bo. That's his schus achilos peiris. So since the shimush belongs to him, so it's considered like the get never went out of the rishus habal. Omar Abelozo, so Abelozo said, "Bekoisev lo dine dvorim ein li benechsayich." It is speaking about that he wrote to her, he's mesalik himself from his schusim in the nechsayim meluk. So memele, so he doesn't have a schus shimush in this chotzer. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi kosav lahochi mayhavi?" Is this loshen, or is this siluk? Does it accomplish something? Vosanya, we learned in the Baraisa, "Ha'im lachaveiro dine dvorim ein li alsod ezu ve'ein li esig bo v'yodai mesulekes heimena le'yomar klum." There's not a proper lotion that through that he could be mavkiya his schus. Omri devei rabyanai bekoisav lo vo'ido arusa. It is speaking about not that it was written after the nisuin. After the nisuin, so he has a schus peiris in a nichsei meluk. He has a bailus in a nichsei meluk. Then we have a tremendous problem that akati leinofi get miyodei debal. It's his chotza to be mishtamish with. And then, if he has a bailus, so dine dvorim will not help him to be misalik himself from this bailus. The Rabbiane said it is speaking about that this was written before he acquired the bailus. The bailus he acquires with the nisuin. Then he gets a schus achilas peiris v'nichsei meluk shelo. And he had written this when she was still in Arusa, that he's misalik himself that he should not acquire the schus achilas peiris with the nisui. Uch de Rav Kahane, de Omar Rav Kahane, nach lo haboloi lo odom mimoke macher, a nach lo, which is coming to a person, mimoke macher, odom masno leo shalo yirshena. So a person can speak out. He doesn't want to acquire this nachla. He doesn't want to acquire these schusei momen, which he is about to acquire. Uchidarove, the omarove, ha'oimer, yevshi betakonis chachomim, kigoin zu, shoimin loy. If a person will say, yevshi betakonis chachomim, this whole thing of acquiring a schus achilas peiris benichsei meluk shelo as atakonis chachamim. So if he says, I don't want it, is so it helps. So the chachamim did not give him this schus if he did not want to accept and acquire this schus. So it seems this is the maskonis hagemore. The mele yefshi betakonis chachomim, it works with the yefshi betakonis chachomim that was said bishas eresin. So the mele, since he first acquires the schus with the nisuin, he said yefshi betakonis chachomim, he doesn't acquire the schus.
Kigoin zu shaymen loy. Now the Gemara is giving a marshal, just like in another case, Yevshi betakonos chachamim doesn't help, and she doesn't acquire the schus that the chachamim were masakin for her. So here also, it will help that he won't acquire the schus that the chachamim were masakin for him. My kigoyin zu kiderav huna marav, no marav huna marav, yechayla isha shetayma lebayla, eini nezaynes ve'eini oise. She can say, I don't want the schus mezaynes, so memele, and I won't, my maisi yadayim will not be for you. Now let us see Rashi. The cause of law, hashta mashme, the cause of law came la'achar shekon. So this was written after the nisuin. Now after the nisuin, he has already a bailus in the chotzer, it's shaloi leshimush. So how could this lotion help? Also the zoo, shaloi salayim oishut vizbo. But if a person was a shutef in a sudden, he says, "Dinat vor mainly, mainly esig bo achas mikol leshaynes halolu lo yom aklu." It doesn't help the meyacher shehi shaloi. If he has a bailes, tzarech lichtoy loshen matone. So if he wants to get rid of his bailes, he has to give it away. Not saying, "Mainly esig bo dinat vor mainly bo." So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about Bekoisev lo dina dvorim ba'oida arusa koidim shezocha b'nechosim. This was written before he acquired the nechosim. Bein tzorich lichtev loshen matone. He says, this aloch dina dvorim does not help. Does not help by a person who already has a sus in a karka. He's a shutef, Rashi says. The macha shehu shaloi. It's his. So achlichte bloshem atone, shoysele ime shutvizbo. So if a person has a bailus and a karke, so it is not sufficient to write the nedvor. You have to write a loshem atone. But the nedvor, boi darusa, kainim shizachem nechosim, it's achlichte bloshem atone, diachol ahasnois. Kidarav kahane. Mimoke macher, she'ena yerushis avoisov minatoire. He says, if the etzem lomdis is al tiyevshi betakonas chachomim, so this only works by takonas chachomim. Masna leo koidim shezoche, so he's masna before he acquires the shriye. Yevshi betakonas chachomim, kigoin zu. Amil sachite omarove. Shame loy. Oil batakona litzeche nasis, since the whole takona was made for his benefit, yacholoima klum osu elola nosi, ani yevshi ba nozu. I don't want it. If he doesn't want it, they didn't give it to him. Maike goinzu ahai omarove. Eini nizainis michel bali. Veini oisalei meloche, dechitik rabbonon mezoini lanosotik. The whole takon of mezoinis was for her benefit. Zimnim deloisovki b'maise yoder. Maybe she will not be self-supporting. So therefore, they said that he should take care of her mezoinis. So after they were misakin that he has to shtel tzu to her mezaynis, then they said her maisi yodayim goes to the husband, that there should not be a sin between them. Hilkach yechayla loymar iyevshi. So she can say iyevshi. Let us see Taisus. Bekaisev lo dinu dvorim. Ve'im taima. וקתי איסלי לבל פרי, כנמרינם בקויסף, שהבל איכל פרס בחייר, that means he was only מסלק himself, דין הדבום אין לי בנחסייך, that means, there's a תקונס אושם, that if she sold her karka בחיי בילו, that means if she dies, it should be sold. So Meiker Hadin, it should be sold. She sold it and was still hers. And if she sold it, so when she dies, it should go to the Lekeach. He doesn't have, he can't yashin her. He can't yashin something that she had sold to someone else. But Chazal made a takone that he is equivalent to a lekeach rishin. That's keilu, he had purchased it before any lekeach. So therefore, the halacha is that if she sold her karka and she died, it does not go to the lekeach, it goes to the husband. If he said, din udvorim ein li benechsayich, so that accomplishes that if she sold the karka, so if she dies, it goes to the lekeach. That's a taich, din udvorim ein li benechsayich. But on the schus achilas peiris, he, but Bechlau wasn't speaking about that. He's speaking about the schus I have in the nechosim that I'm considered a lekeach rishin on the nechosim. That's what din udvorim ein li benechsayich accomplishes. But it has nothing to do with the schus peiris that he has now. So Taisus has a kasha, so what's pshat in this teretz? He wrote, din edvorm ainli b'nechsayach, but that will not help on the schus achilas peiris. And here the problem is on the schus achilas peiris, because ma shekon si shekon abayla means he has a schus achilas peiris now in the chod. So that's Taisus kasha. Vim toima. ברכתי ישראל לבעל פרי, כדמרינם בקויסת, שבעל איכל פרס בחייר, even he wrote in הדבור מיילי בנכסי. וישלוים עשו תייסוס אינסס, the cost of לא דין הדבור מיילי בנכסי, בפרי סיים, does less like כדמרינם הוסם. He had more than bring down the whole nusach that has to be said in order that he should not be zeichen the פרס. He has to take a say, the פרס סייך also. Much just brings down the beginning of the Nusach, but Hamaskel Yovin, that you have to add a few more words. Benetam the Meforish Besomach to Loitoli Bachilas Peiris. The Benetam is a whole nukshat in our sugya. The problem is not his chus achilas peiris. The problem is that gufe that he has a chus in the chotzer. That when she'll die, he is a din of a lekeach rishin. That is the problem of us. Is us ishapes? That's very good. Right? How din of domeli benechsayich helps. Kama isha forish besamach. Bahasanya ha'oima lechaveira. So the Gemara asked that how can this lotion help? The we learned a baraisa that if a person says it doesn't help. The Taisves have motzi lishnuye. The Gemara could have said a teretz. Really, we could have said we have a kasha master konse isha konabayla. So the Gemara on this kasha b'emesim we could have answered two pasha de terutzim. Bishekaisev lo beloshin toiv hamoyil. That he was makna her his chus achilas peiris. That means, I have to say, the Gemara said up sabatlona sheloshin and in the kinten it's speaking about she was in Arusa. The Gemara could have said that he wrote a beloshin toiv hamoyil, that he was makna her. It's after the Nisuin, and he was makna her. Beloshen toiv amoyel, he's makna the schus achilas peiris, he has, and this chutz is makna to her. Oishin nosen lo habal b'matone, or the Gemara could have said another case, that this chutzah that belongs to her was once his chutzah, and he gave it to her b'matone. And the halacha is rechush, a property that she acquires from him. He doesn't have a schus achilas peiris. So we could have avoided this whole problem by making one of these two easy akimtis. Speaking about that he was maknatar after the nisuin, he was maknar either his schus achilas peiris, or this whole chotza was acquired from him. And he gave it to Amatone. And if he gives Amatone, the chotza's name is schus achilas peiris. The concept ain't about lechol peiris. And Perek HaKosev, there it's speaking
about that this Nusach helps, that he
can be Mesalik himself. So since this Teretz is also a true Teretz, so the Gemara wanted to bring this Teretz over here, but this we can find for Akash. But at Betamal's Arkasha, we would have other eitzes how to avoid the kash. Uched Rav Kahane, the Omar Rav Kahane Nachlo, Habol Elodom Imokim Acha, Odo Masnalo Shalo Yushen.
Now, we have to understand the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara said it's speaking, Mahel she was on the sewer, and he said Dinah Dvorim, but the Gemara said Dinah Dvorim is not a good Loshen, that's not a proper Loshen at all. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about Baidah Russo, and like Rav Kahane. So when we'll learn the flow of the Gemara, it would seem as follows. The Gemara asked, the Loshen is no good. So Moses says, well, speaking about when she was in Arusa, and Rav Kahane said that everything is good. So perhaps one could think that the Gemara answers that if Oida Arusa, then this Loshen is good. Mubingarai for Rav Kahane. So Tosfos says, Aholei Maisi Raya, Kiven da dayin loizocha benachosim shiyocha lesalek atzma yafilu beloshin galua. The Gemara is not bringing a raya to that. That is not the din of the Gemara. The bahanu, the maisi, because if that's the din, the Gemara wants to say, well, a loshin galua helps if he wasn't zoicha yet. Loi airi beloshin din advorim. I mean, if there was a problem of din advorim, so the Gemara says it's good because he said he fshi beta. It doesn't say he said dinat dvorim or the masna leish la yirshena. He fshi beta konas chachomim. It says different lashonis. The lashon of dinat dvorim was never mentioned by these amiroim that it, since he didn't acquire it yet. So a lashon gua helps. Voi the fshi the maisi abeloshen. Toiv tvei midin advorim kedamash bebekrisis. So Be'emison, so I saw in Teira Sabirim, Dachnu Teisa Rosh also says this, that the Gemara understood misvore. There's no problem whatsoever. The whole problem of din advorim ainli b'nechsayach is only a problem if I have a bailus already. So if I have a bailus, I say, dinat dvorim ainli b'nechsayach. I don't know if it's dinat dvorim. You have, it's yours. Dinat dvorim ainli. Ainli esek boch. I mean, you're saying very nice words, but can't accomplish anything. The minute the Gemara said, he doesn't have anything. Dinat dvorim is only a chason if I have a bailus. So dinat dvorim is not an oifen how I can be mesalik my bailus. The minute the Gemara said that it's speaking about that he said this ba'ida arusa, so then the problem is not din advarim anymore because he doesn't have anything yet. So then the loshen is a good loshen. So kan she'ela ben, so good. So why do you need the whole arichas? The Gemara brings a whole maroche, the Rav Kahane.
finish. He just said, "Boy, darus, and the lashon is good. So what's your problem?" So Taisa says, "Because the minute the Gemara says, 'Boy, darus,' we're facing a, not now the lashon is not a problem, but we have a different problem over here. What's the different problem? Elomaisi, the loytikshi." Heichi yocha lahasneis shalo yiroshena. Hoyo shalei bo la'ilo madayim. That means he's misalik himself from something that as yet is non-existent. He's misalik himself from adavo shalei balayim. There's no nesuin yet. So the Gemara wants to take care of this problem, which is a problem. Just like we have a klal, something that is not mine, I cannot make a maisak noan, I cannot make a siluk also from something ba'asher usham is non-existent. That was the shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara had to bring rayas that there's no problem in this. Alamaisi de loitikshi heiche yoche lahasnei shalo yiroshena hayu shleipo la oilam adayim kemoishen yoche lahasnei al nachlas ovid. Okay, the Gemara is going to answer this. The Gemara is going to answer Amir de Keteres. The Gemara is going to say you're 100% right. You're 100% right. In Mamane Shaloi Baloilam Abachlal cannot in any way Balabateve or be Mesalik my Bailas. The way he does it, because he pulls the rug from underneath his feet, he goes, Yavshi Betakonos Chachomim. Lemaise, not he's working with the Dinei Mamanis over here. If you work with Dinei Mominis, then you have a Chayshim Mishpah in front of you. It's not so poshut, you can be misalik. The Lemais of the Gemara is going to say, but Baruch Hashem, that this is only a takonah the Rabbanah that belongs to you. And if you say, Yevshi betakonah chachomim, so not you're handling with the Mominis over here. If you say, Yevshi betakonah chachomim, well, if you don't want, we won't give to you, finished. That's how you avoided being zoiche in the schus achilas peiris. So that is the pilpul of the Gemara. The Gemara is the lashon already is taken care of. But if it's ba'ida arus, he doesn't have anything. So the lashon is not problematic, but there's a different problem. How can he balabatav in something that's loy bolo'ilom? He can, by remote control, how can he do such a thing? So, and that the Gemara says, and that the Gemara says, oh, there's a Rav Kahane, and a Rove, and that's what we're... Yeah, the Dloitik Sheheche Yochel Hasna Shlo Yerushen Oyer Shlo Bolo Ilam Adayin. Kamei Sheheche Yochel Hasna Shlo Nach Lasov. If he can't say, before his father dies, I won't Yarshan my father. I mean, it's very nice. I mean, you have no Koyach and Dinei Mominus to do such a thing. Vafilu leRav Meir de Omo ba'al menah she'ein lecha alai sher ksus v'oino tnoi botul mishum demasna ma shekosov b'toire hobit rabbonon tnai kayim. Now Taisvis is asking a question as follows. Taisvis is asking, what are you telling me? You're telling me that the Gemara had now a problem. Since this was all said and done, Boida Arusa, before the Nesuin, he can't do such things. So Taisa says, who said? I'll prove you're not like that. There's a Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. If a person is Mekadesh and Isha, Harei Mekadeshli, Amana She'ein Lecha Olai Sher Ksus Bo'ino. Now, Poshet Pshat, is as follows, that normally the Kiddushin is mechayev certain shibudim that a baal has to an isha, dechal b'shasta nesuin, she'eksus v'ayinus chal b'shasta nesuin, but al koponim, the shoyrish of these chiyuvim are
already chal with the Eirusin. And if I make a tnai with her, Amanash Ein Lucha Laisher Ksus Fa'oino, I'm making a kedushin without obligations. I'm speaking, you want it good, you don't want it, but I'm making a kedushin without obligations. So Rav Meir says, it's master mashikosa b'toira and hilchas tnoim, it's no good. The Torah says that kedushin has to be with obligations. You're making without obligations. Can't do such a thing. Fine. But let's go a step further. What'll be if he'll speak about the rabbonon dika obligations? Hareat mekadeshesli amanas, I won't give you mezainis. So then it'll help. It's not master mashikosa b'toira, davkim. Rav Meir was dafke a tnai, which is against the gidrei ha-teire. You want to create a ishus without the shibudim that the teire said ishus has to be mechayev. You can't do such. It's master mashakosu b'teire. But let's talk about the rabbonons. I make a tnai. Now if I make a tnai, so I created a kedushin without shibudim de rabbono. So it's good. So there's such a thing. You can whittle out, you can create your own kedushin with different agbolas. If it's a de rabbono, you can do such a thing. So memeilef reik toisviz. So what's the problem over here? Where are the Gemara saying? If you don't want, we will. I don't need the toiv of the rabbonon. I'll take care of it myself. That by the eiris, and I'll speak out. Al menas she'ein li schus b'nirsei meluk shelo. This is also, all these things are, the shayrish of these things start by the eiris. I'll make, so that's what he said. Did it mainly be the chsayr? I don't want it. I don't want, that means there are certain shibudim and schusim which are hal with the eiris in the shas. I'll speak out, I don't want it. I want issues without obligations and schusim. Shali, shali, shalcha, shalcha. Finish, a good talk. That's what I want. And the chayrit should be good. So factoisves, so what's the whole, Agamah says it's, Agamah is the command to Rav Kahane and Rove. What's the problem? So Taisa says, and this kasha to Terutza. Teretz number one. Shani hosam shu oiso tnai gomel. They're speaking about this hilchis tnoyim. He's making a tnai, according to Meir, make a tnai kofu. And there is a koyach of tnoyim, when I'm making a halois, with tnoyim I could whittle and chisel out the kind of chalois I want to make if I make a proper tnai. Tnayim, you could, it's a very creative oifen of doing things. So if I make a tnai gomo and I say, I'm an ashen l'choshek s'svoyna, and I'm an ashen t'tat, I won't be zeichen in yon nechos, whatever it is. So memela, I'll make all the tnayim, we can end up with such an issues, that is an ishus without all the trimmings. You can do such a thing. But you have to make a tnai gomo. Here the Gemara says, he says, didn't it mainly be nechsayach? This wasn't made with hilchis noyim b'shasta eiris. He said it there, b'shasta, b'oida rusa, one morning he woke up, he had a bad dream or a good dream, I don't know what he had. He says, didn't it mainly be nechsayach? Finished. This isn't noyim. This is nilchus noyim. Here he's doing something. So the made a problem. Shuldik Rabid, you can't do this. This is a davar shloi b'loilam. You can't do. Till we had Rav Kahane and Rove that listen. If he doesn't want, yevshi b'takon shoyim lo. You don't want, we won't give you. But that's the sugya. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Taisus wants to say why we have problems over here. And he said, the first house was, it wasn't set properly, it wasn't. Va'oid damrinen beizeu nesher, the be'inon, we need sheyasa hatnai oisoi shetzorich l'tnai.
In Hilchis Tnoyim, the one who is benefiting from the Tnai, he has to say the Tnai. Bahoche oiseyu abal she'enoi tzorich le'tnai. That means, if b'shas the Kedushin, she would say, he started saying, you know, well, when I'm making the Kedushin, you know, I don't want to be Meshuggah to you, Mazainis, and I'm Pirkun, and so on. But she says the whole thing, and she chirps up, fine, but I don't want you should be Zeich and my Nichse Meluk also. So Mamela, if the Bali Dvorim, those who are benefiting from the Tanai, they said that tonight, some emailin hilchis tnoim, so then we'll chisel out a issues without obligations, without schusim. You can do such a thing. But she's the one that should have said this. She's benefiting from it. And hilchis tnoim, the one who benefits has to make the tonight. Here he's saying, she's benefiting. He's saying, didn't do mainly benechsayach. So Memela, that was the problem of the Gemara. The Gemara had now, the Lashon is good, but there's a new problem. This is a label oilam. Maybe Shabbat be the Rav Kahan. The Gemara says, oh, but we have, there's another thing over here. The other Masna Leo, Shla Yershena. How can he talk to do it before he got it? That means we're going with a takonis chacham. The takonis chacham wanted to appease or make the Baal happy, whatever it is. If he doesn't want it, please, you don't want it finished, we won't give it to you. Now, Rav and Ksubis holds that a filu by a nachla de reis, he can also do it, so it doesn't work with this saying. Hashasta hoche leisava hoche. The Agamara is not like Rav's. Agamara says that it only works with the Yevshi B'takadus Chachomim. Why the Maskana does some like Koi hoche, the Maskana doesn't remain. Rav also doesn't hold like that. So that's what Tosfos enlightened us, Pshat and Agamara. Din edvarim ein li aso dezu loy oma klum. It's worthless. Kolani lishni le mahani klum mishum de midine dvorim meisak yoda veraglov solik napshe veloi mi gufe disode. That means he's doing everything in the dvorim and eisik, but that's some bailus of the soda. He's not doing anything. Give me the perk based the krisis. Oh, the mahani gabiyevet ain't li eisik boch. Hi, how does Ein Li Eisik Boch help by an Eved? That means if we are saying that Ein Li Eisik Boch does not help by something that I have a bailus, so how can this Loshen help by an Eved Knani? Like a Moshe Mephosha Benetam, the Zochu Beishamayu, the Benetam says that the minute he wants to be Misalik, his bailus, so the Shamayim steps in and is Zoyche the Eved for himself. It means that there's a new factor by Eved. So by Eved there's such a din Zoyche le Shamayim that the minute there's some sort of a siluk, so we're zeich a cheres from him, but what does this have a shaykhus with Anisha? Align the time with Eli Yisik boch mashma o tehei la'atzmecho. That means you have to, it means you should belong to yourself. Eli Yisik boch ela tehei la'atzmecho. So if you're handling by a person, by an evid, so this lotion is proper. Eli Yisik boch ela tehei la'atzmecho. You should belong to yourself. No, Teilatzmacha is a good lotion by an Eved. Mashenken, if you're talking about a kalket, a helatzmacha, a kalket is no such thing. A kalket should belong to itself. Some amela, the bezeloi shayach besoda, that doesn't apply by a soda. Zakt the Gemara weiter. Some amela, we have here a problem. Zakt the Gemara weiter. Rava Omar, Rava said, all of a sudden you have a problem, Masha kan se isha kan abayla, and you have a problem, and you're making a kimtis, it's like it's ekvelt. So he says, I don't understand you. Whenever a husband gives a get to his wife, it's v'nosam biyoto. Not Amish, forget about Amish. He gives her a get. Yoda miloi kanyelei labal. He doesn't have schusim in her yad. That means it's missing, just like you had your marish elemis. It's like akati leinofiket. It's his chotzer and dos. So mele yev akasha and chotzer all of a sudden when nichsem eluk and dos. It's a whole problem you have over here. I don't understand. How do you understand all the time? Forget about nichsim eluk. All the time when a person gives a get to his wife, so he also has schusim in her yad. We'll see soon what the schusim are. Marlon schusim lemaisi yodel. So he also has schusim. Forget about nichsim eluk. Chotzer. He has schusim lemaisi yodel. So how does that work all the time? Hoti yodem ilikonyele lepal. Ela gita viyoda boim keechot. There's a new concept that this takya problem, yeah, it's a problem, how does it work? But Gita V'yada Boin Kechad, we'll try to explain a little bit how it works, but with the get, he loses all his chusim, it works simultaneously. That would they, like, you're looking, since he has chusim, so there's no nesina, so nothing happened. No. There's a halacha, a concept of gita v'yoda boim kechot. With the get, she acquires the schusim. All the schusim that she needs in order to be geget. Hachinami gita v'chatzere boim kechot. So he's proving it. I mean, you're asking the whole tumul over here. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Love yad isha kakashalay. I don't see what his problem is. He had a problem by yad isha. Nehe de konile le maise yodeo, yod gufa mi konile. I mean, the kasha mechlal, even though he is a kinyan le maise yodeo, but that in any way, we'll see in Taisus Klo, Abshandig Mos kasha, but that in any way should be a problem in the Nesine. I mean, Rav's kasha is in Shvel. Like he's asking a kasha, and you have to say this yesod, and according to this yesod, your kasha isn't shver by chotzos. Your kasha doesn't begin. His kinyan, that maisi adev belongs to him, will in no way hamper the nesinus again, without all your shtik teiris. So memela, so what's your problem? Yod, and hey, the konile le maisi adev, he's kaina maisi adayim. Yoda gufe mikonile, is he kind of a yat? He is a schusen a maise yadayim. He doesn't have a schusen the yat. So there's no problem. Svelt v'nosan v'yoda, in the leinavka, kate leinavka, get me yoda the bal. He is a schusen a yat. It's her yat. It's v'nosan v'yoda. There's no problem over there. He's kind of the maise yadayim, but not the yat. Omalei Rove Yav Ha'evet Kokashalei. No, Rove asked a different kasha. But the din is you're allowed to give Vashtar Shicho to Nevet Knani. Ooh, there we have a big problem. Nevet Knani is Gufei Koni. The Yad of the Evet belongs to Isaac Shoyre V'chamoyre. He belongs to the other. Now, there we have a kasha. For Nosan, they need in the scene B'yad Ha'evet. So it's just like he's giving from his right hand to his left hand. This is right hand man. I mean, I'll upon him. This hand belongs to him. There's no nesina liyad the evet. That was the kasha. Yad Eved Kokashale, Lamandoma Bishtara Yidei Atzmoy, there's a mandyoma that says that, there's one mandyoma taka that says it's like a bitter problem, and can only I can give it to a shlich to be zeiche for him. But there's a mandyoma that says I can stick it into the yad of the Eved. Bishtara Yidei Atzmoy, Yad Eved Ki Yad Raboy Domei, how does that work? That's a problem. That was Rava's kasha, and Rava said some mele. By shtar shicha, you have a real problem. On meiselach, all these dreidler, you have a real problem over there. And we have a klal, get to be yodei boim kecha, some mele. So the get takes care of all problems. So you also take care of all problems. That was Rav's teretz. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Rav Oma, loy lombad loy kosov lo din edvorim, ude kashe loch, mashe kon se ishe kon abaylo. So let's get to the yod. So the Gemara asked, oto yodo, Rav said, the yad doesn't belong to the Baal. Yes, by chotzah. So since when does the yad belong to the Baal? Gito v'yodo boim ke'echot al yedei haget bo yodo lo im nesinosai. That means Rashi is saying the halach al kaponim. That means we have a problem. We have a problem that you need v'nosan b'yodo, and it's yodoi. It's yodoi that's missing the yodo. So im nesinosai, together with the nesine, im nesinosai, what's the lashon of Rashi? Oh. They get bo yodo lo through the get im nesinosai, together with the nesine. That means how does this work? You know, but how do you start? That's the problem. I mean, let's appreciate the problem. You need venosan Yodoi, and it's not yodoi, it's the yad ha'odoi. But with the get, it will be yodoi. But you need to give the get into yodoi. So others learn that's exeiras hakosef. That means if the get will be chal, it will be yodoi, even though that's a big if. So there's such a gather that through the gather can you come yodai. Can make it exeris hakosuf. Others want to say that maybe we'll make it such exeris hakosuf. Because you have to know where do we start. I mean, how does what makes the ball rolling? I mean, there's no nesine. So others want to say that Bemison the yad ha'eved is in Hilchis Mominis, it's the Yad Ha'odin. That means it's called, it's my Yad. In Hilchis Mominis, it's my Yad. But the Eved is a person. If the Eved falls, the Odin will not have to put a bandage on him. I mean, so tutam gonish vei. I mean, it's the Eved, it's physically, it's the Eved's Yad. No, in Hilchis Mominis, so others want to say, so that's the Chiddush. You need it should be the Yad of the Eved and Hilchis Mominus also. That's true. That is true. But Al Koponim, so that's the Gzeiras HaKosev. The Gzeiras HaKosev is, if the get, the Shtar Shicha, is put into the physical Yad of the Eved, which is the physical Yad of the Eved, so with this Nesine, it becomes also the together with the nesine, it becomes also the mominous yad of the eved, and al kaponim we understand a little bit. We're doing something like this. Where's there like this? The difficulty of this concept is there's no nesine. Where do you start? That's the problem over here. The nosan, That means the yad is his yad. So if you put him, if the odnum put him his left hand to his right hand, it's nothing. The eved don't become a shucha. So you have to put into the yad the eved. The yad eved is the his yad. So like this, we can understand a little bit. That's the gzeiras hakosuf, that putting it into the physical yad of the eved. So within the scene of the yad, together, babasachas becomes the momentistic yad of the eved. Also, and that accomplishes that the eved should become a shucha. Let us see further Rashi. Amale Rabin Rav Ashi Rove Nekashel El Oto Yodem Ilekoni Leil Abal Yadishe Koshele Bet Mi. You have a problem how every get can be given to a Yadishe Bet Mi Neide Koni Leil Maisi Yodem. He's kind of her Maisi Yodayim. Aval gufa mikonile, is he kinda the gufa yad? Even the gufa like konile. Vichyoiv gitel yod, another will get mershusay. So there, like this I said before, by chotz I had a problem. Rashi said the loshen, leinofik, kakati leinofik get mershusay. That's what Rashi says, it's still by him. Kakati leinofik get me yodei debal, never left his hand. But by a yadisha you have a problem. Even the gufa like only mechiyav gitel yodi nafla gitel mishu say play mishem the gitel yodi boim kecha hilka kabichotza the knuyilei. But the chotza that we have a problem. That's shver. Yeah, David Koshalei Shigufei Konoi in the Kabul Shechurei Baatzmai Mandoma Bishenikne Shevet Kain Atzmai Bishtar Shirei De Atzmai Kloima Bekabolas Atzmai. Let us see Taisvis. Yoda Gufe Mikonyele. Vim Taima Chatzera Nami Leikonyele Gufe Ela Peire. So Taisvis says, what are we asking on Rove? The chatz also doesn't belong to him. It belongs to her. And he has a schus shimush. So also, and for that svegan, that makes problems for some reason. That's, even though the chatz belongs to her, he only has a schus achilus peiris. But that makes problems. So in Mela also, taka the yad belongs to her. He has a schus in a maisi yadai. V'yeshleima. Kiven the koniloi lepeire, the chotzo, that's koniloi lepeire, have a keilu koniloi guf hachotzo, avo maisi yodeo me alma kosu. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying. So I'm going to call on the shit Taisvis. So the Kevega says pshat in Taisvis as follows. That a husband has the nichsei meluk shalishtoi, his pshat is that it's sheloi leperis. That means that it is his. Let's say talk about let's say she has a dekel. So that the peiris that go on the dekel is his. That's in the nichsei meluk. So pshat is, it's her dekel, the gabi, you can't chop down, it's my dekel. But the gabi, the peiris that are going to grow out from the dekel, it's my dekel. It's my dekel for the peiris, it's dekel, the peiroiso. That means it's his dekel for the peiris. So I have a bailus in the dekel for the peiris. It's not mine for chopping down, but it's mine for the peiris. So I'm a bailus. The same thing, if she has a chotzer, it's your chotzer, but for shimush, it's my chotzer. It's my chotzer. So memela, he has a bailus in the chotzer, it's his for shimush. To make holes in it, could be it's not his. To build something there, could be it's not. But for shimush, it's his. For shimush, it's his. So memela, he has a bailus in this chotzer. So it's, so he mentioned just like a soicher. So it's also a soicher. It's mine for the shimush for a certain amount of time. So it's my chotzer. So it's
So it's called that Neb went out of his Rishus. The Nenta her Rishus. By Maisi Yodayim, if, Sabbe Kivega says as follows, if the Maisi Yodayim would grow out of her hand, she'd be like a silkworm, that Al Kapodim, it comes out from her hand, silk, that's how it comes out. Then, it would, you could say the same concept. It's her, Legabi, the silk that comes out of her hand, so it's his hand for the silk that comes out of it. She has a bilus in her hand also. So then we would have a problem. But the Maisa Yadayim, she's not a silkworm. The Maisa Yadayim is Osi Mealma. She works on something and she makes something. She bakes bread and then she gets money. So this is not Nitzmach. This doesn't come out of her hand. So Memela, she can't say that he has a bilus in her hand for the bread that she bakes. No, because it doesn't, there's no bilus in the hand, that it's only some, a dovo, the osi me'alme, a schwacht osi me'alme, doesn't the concept of dekel leperis or yad, lemaisi yadayim does not apply. So Al Kocher, you have to say, so the Maisi Yadayim belongs to him. That means Chazal were maknim the Maisi Yadayim directly. So fine. So that was the Kasha and Rove. So what's your problem? That means he doesn't, since it's a Shvach, the Osi Me'alme, so Memela, they never were maknim him a kinyan in her hand. That he also has a bilus in her hand. It's pshat is because it doesn't grow out from her hand. So the Shvach is also, so they were maknim direct. That the bread that she makes, the threads that she'll spin will belong to you, but the hand belongs to her. That's the first teretz of Taisvus. By chotzes kavikonu loy gufa chotz is a kinyan in the gufa chotz. Va'oid the chotzer konu loy bal kocha shalisha avo yoda einat nuyim loy al kocha. Now, Taisus in the second Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus is saying, forget about this chilek. A filler we will say that the concept of it's his yad for the Maisa Yodayim, it's called, I have a bilus in the hand for the Maisa. Fine. We'll say that. We'll say it's no difference if it's it's nitzmach migufa, it's also me'alma. That's called the Maisi Yadayim that she does, since it comes out from her pulas, it's considered like he has a bilus. Fine, we'll say that. So then Taisi has a bilus kakasha, so it's just like he has a chotzer l'shimush, he has Yadayim, l'maisi Yadayim. Taisi says, Baal Toyam, there's a bilus kachilik. What'll be the din by Maisi Yadayim if she says, eini nezainis v'eini oise? Boom. So, whatever he has, she's bekoyach to take it away from him. He doesn't have a bailus behechlet. Masha'en came by Nichse Meluk. Now, Chazal said there were Mesakin Nichse Meluk Mishum Pirkun. Why did they give him this chus? Because they wanted if Shalabi be captured, he's Mechuyev to pay the ransom. So they gave him this schusta piece. So Taisa says in Ksubis, what'll be, she says, I don't need your pirkun and thus, I don't want you should have nichsimaluk. So Taisa says it doesn't work. For some reason, Chazal did not want that she should be bekoyach to take away this schus from him. So my mailer, so Taisa saying like this, a schus that I possess behechlet, you can't push me away from it. So it's called, I'm a bailer. So it's called, I have a bailer. So I'm a mailer. Then we have a problem. So, felten, v'nosan, biyodo. It's, I'm a bailer on this also. But if she's bekoyach to, with any whim that she wants, she can push him away. Eini nezainis v'eini oise. That is not considered a bailer
that should be ma'akiv the nesinus again. Let us again see in the Vayni and Taisvis. Taisa says, Va'oid the chotza konui loy bal kolcho shalisha. That means the schus, the nichse meluk, the schus shimo she has, that's, that she can't do anything to make him lose this bailus. So that's called he has a bailus in the chotza. Avo yodeo einam knuyim loy al kolcho. So if this whole chus that he has is beyond any second to dissolve it, to be mevatalit, so afilu she wasn't mevatalit yet, but it's not called you have a bailus. Bailus is something that cannot be taken away from me. That's called I'm a bailum. But if any whim that she has, she can take it away from him. So even though she didn't say anything, he's not considered a bailam. I just like to give a shtickel dugma to this. In there's a tumul in this, but al kaponim, the Gemara says that botei ori chayme is ribis batayre hitirosay. That by botei ori chayme, the din is that Reuven sells a bias to Shimon. And for $1,000, he sells a bias for $1,000. So the din is, in the first year, Reuven, the Moicha, can come over to Shimon, give him the $1,000, and boom, it's Eis Mekach. So the Gemara says, so if it is that way, so comes out the bias of Shimon is not called a true bailus, because I called a bailum, you can take it away from me. So the Gemara says so. So you know what it really is? It really is pshat, is that Shuman is lending Reuven $1,000, and if Reuven pays him, and he's living in his house for free, and then when Reuven pays him back, So this was it's ribis, it's a halvo, it's ribis v'atayre etirei. The Gemara Muchas, how this works, hadechad beribis. But al kalponim, we see the Gemara understood that you can't say it's not considered that it belongs to Shimon, and when Shimon is living there, it's his, and now Reuven takes it away from Shimon. The Gemara, if he can take it away from Shimon, means it never belonged to Shimon. If it's b'koyach to take it away, so that's called it never was yours. So if it never was yours, so this whole transaction was a halvo. You lend me $1,000, I'm paying you back $1,000. But kaponim, there's such a concept. So that's me, that is pshat in the second paragraph of Tosfos.